Blog Talk Radio.
Saints of God, welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. I hope that that song really speaks of your devotion and your dedication to the Lord. Well, we are entering into a kind of new series. We talked about fighting last week. The series title of last week's study was The Fight Is On, The Unavoidability of Spiritual Conflict. Now, we're continuing with the same theme, but I've altered the title and the title is, It's Time to Take the Fight to Pharaoh. It's time to take the fight to Pharaoh. Our scripture reading is Exodus chapter 7. We're going to be reading from verses 8 through 12, but our key verse is 12. And Exodus 8:7 reads, And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, When Pharaoh shall speak unto you, saying, Show a miracle for you, then thou shalt say unto Aaron, you, Moses, shall say unto Aaron, Take thy rod and cast it before Pharaoh, and it shall become a serpent. And Moses and Aaron went in unto Pharaoh. They did so as the Lord had commanded. And Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before Pharaoh's servants, and it became a serpent. Then Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers, now the magicians of Egypt. They also did in like manner with their enchantments. For they cast down every man his rod, and it became serpents. And Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods. Let's pray. Dear God and Heavenly Father, again, we just praise you. We dedicate our lives to you afresh. We are yours, Lord. We are your servants, redeemed, saved, washed in the precious blood of the Lamb. We are not our own. We belong to you. And as such, we yearn to serve. We seek for opportunities to serve you. Bless us, O Lord, we pray in today's study as we begin this new series entitled, It's Time to Take the Fight to Pharaoh. Holy Spirit, we surrender to you right now. Have your way with our hearts and minds. This we ask. This we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. It's time to take the fight to Pharaoh. How do we know it's time? Well, because God said so. God said so 2,000 years ago. The church, for the last 2,000 years, the church should have been taking the fight to Pharaoh. Sometimes the church has, and sometimes the church hasn't. But when Jesus left, he said, Go ye into all the world. The world happens to be Satan's domain. We are to go and take the fight to Satan, who is our Pharaoh. You know, Moses had a Pharaoh, and we have a Pharaoh. The Pharaoh of the Christian church is none other than Satan. And 2,000 years ago, when Jesus was about to depart this earth and ascend to heaven, he gathered his disciples. In fact, let's read that. Let's go to Matthew. Matthew, the 28th chapter. Matthew, the 28th chapter. And it reads, starting at verse number 16, if I can get there. Matthew 28:16. It reads, this is what it says. It says, then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them to meet him. And when they saw Jesus, they worshiped him, but some still doubted. Verse 18, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. So it was 2,000 years ago that the Lord said to the church, go take the fight to Satan. It's time to fight Satan, who again is our Pharaoh. So now, let's go back to the text. Let's go back to the text, since we're working out of Exodus chapter 7, where we're told that Aaron did as God told him, that he put down the rod before Pharaoh and it became a serpent. Then Pharaoh's magicians and wise men and enchanters or sorcerers did likewise. So there's a whole floor. There is Pharaoh sitting on his throne, and there's a whole floor there filled with serpents. One of those serpents belongs to Aaron. The rest belong to Pharaoh's magicians and sorcerers and wise men. And one by one, Aaron's serpent began to swallow, devour, if you will, all the other serpents. You see, the fight is on. It's time to take the fight to Pharaoh. Turn with me to Exodus chapter 3. In Exodus chapter 3, we have God appearing to Moses in the burning bush. And we want to start reading at verse 7. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt. And I've heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, and I know their sorrow. I am come down to deliver them out of the hands of the Egyptians, to bring them out of the land unto a good land, a large land, a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come up unto me. I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Now look at verse 10. Verse 10 is key. Come now therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that you may bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. You see, my brothers and sisters, it's time to take the fight to Pharaoh. Why? Because God has sent us. The Lord has sent us to take the fight to Pharaoh. Now, some will say, well, you know, we need to get things organized. We need to get things structured. And that's all true. I believe in organization. I believe in structure. I believe in having your tracts and your New Testaments and training people in the area of evangelism and door-to-door witnessing and soul winning. Absolutely. The more prepared we are and the more resources we have on hand, a better job we will do. That said, We've been preparing now for years. I mean, we're taking preparation, you know, we are, as they say, we are specializing in preparation, but we haven't gone out. And there are people, if you go back to verse 7, God says, I have surely seen affliction. There are people whom the devil is afflicting. There are people who the devil is making cry. The cries of people have reached heaven. God knows their sorrows. He has seen their affliction. He has heard their cries, and he has looked upon their sorrow. And God says, enough is enough. It's time to send the church out. It's time to send the church to Pharaoh, because I want to start to set people free. I want to start saving people. I want to start redeeming people. God is sending us because it's time for people to get saved. It's time for people to get delivered. People are living under the hard hand, the hard rule of Satan. He has oppressed many. He has crushed many. He has hurt many. He has even destroyed many. And God sees it all. And the God of compassion, the God of all comfort, is now calling you and I and saying, go, confront the powers that be. Confront them. Confront Satan. Confront his minions. Go and say to Pharaoh, let my people go. Now we know from the story that Satan is not going to listen. He's not going to listen. How do we accomplish our task if we say to Satan, let God's people go, and he won't? Well, this is where God flexes his power. This is where God flexes his might. This is where the supernatural comes in. When Satan looks at us and he says, look at these human creatures, look at these people, they're no match for me. I have millions, billions of people enslaved to me, and here come these church people. Here comes a new version of Moses and an Aaron telling me to let the people go. Satan looks at us and he laughs. He would have us in derision. He will say, these people are mad. But he also knows that we come with the backing of God. You see, my brothers and sisters, all of the heavy lifting in this fight belongs to God. You add the natural. I'm going to go. I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to go door to door. I'm going to go street to street, up and down St. Johnsville. I'm going to do what I can naturally do. And then when Satan says no, God will say yes. And God will say yes by adding his supernatural to my natural. And when God adds his supernatural to my natural, then we will see people being set free. We must go. Time to take the fight to Pharaoh. Now, in Second Chronicles 20, the people of God were in a tight spot. A great, massive army was coming against the people of God. And one of their priests stood up and prophesied. And this is what he prophesied in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 15. Go with me to 2 Chronicles 20, verse 15. And this prophet, we're told in verse 14, his name was Jahaziel. Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Jeiel, the son of Mathaniah, a Levite, of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation, and he said, or he prophesied, hearken ye, all Judah, and all ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and hearken thou King Jehoshaphat. Thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle or the heavy lifting is not yours, but belongs to God. You see, my brothers and sisters, we just need to go. We just need to do our part. And as we go, like Aaron and Moses did, with a rod in their hands, all you have to do is put the rod down when God tells you to put it down. And then God adds to our natural act, his supernatural act. We place a rod on the floor, and then God takes that rod and turns it into a serpent. He adds to our natural, his supernatural, and our rod begins to swallow up the other rods who have become serpents. So notice, we are to go. And Moses was sent to confront the man. The man that Moses and Aaron was sent to was Pharaoh. Moses and Aaron were sent to confront a man who pretended, and who claimed to be a god. But we know that just because you claim to be something and just because you pretend to be something doesn't make you that thing. So Moses and Aaron were sent to confront the man who was full of himself, who was groomed to think that by reason of birth and of royal blood, he was a god. A god of Egypt. And this man who was pretending to be a god enslaved the people of God, God's chosen people. And God said, it's about time to show this pretender who is really God. Now that's the person Moses and Aaron were sent to. Our task is different. We too have a Pharaoh, but this Pharaoh is not a man. He's a fallen angel. Our Pharaoh is a fallen angel. In fact, he's the prince of fallen angels. His name is Satan. And he too desperately wants to be God. This is why he was kicked out of heaven. This is why he was cast out of the celestial abode. Why? Because he tried to overthrow God. He wanted to be the Most High. And he was cast out of heaven. And till this day, he is desperately still wanting to be God and is doing everything he can today to overthrow the Almighty. But as we're told in the book of Revelation, he will fail and fail and fail again and again because no one, no one can defeat our God, not even the mightiest of fallen angels, who wants to be God, but yet can never be because God won't allow it. So our Pharaoh is different. He's mightier, more cunning, more experienced than the Pharaoh that Moses and Aaron confronted. But there's no need to fear. There's no need to be afraid. Why? Because whether it be a human Pharaoh or an angelic Pharaoh, it makes no difference. Why? Because the battle is not ours. It's the Lord's. And again, the same way the Lord did the heavy lifting against the human Pharaoh, God will do the heavy lifting against the angelic Pharaoh. The same God who set the people free back in Moses' day is sending us out in the streets today to take away from the angelic Pharaoh those people who belong to the Lord. There are hundreds of people in St. Johnsville who are spiritually being afflicted, who spiritually cry as a result of their sinful state, who are ready to give up on life, and God is saying to us, go. Go with my blessings. Go with my promise that as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. We'll be back tomorrow to continue our series. It's time to take the fight to Pharaoh. Love you, saints. Don't forget, listen, don't forget tomorrow. Tomorrow is our prayer service at 6 p.m. Invite someone to come to the prayer meeting. It's not just a prayer meeting. It's, you know, we get a half hour of word, a half hour of instruction. We get fed on Tuesday nights. We get another message on Tuesday night. We're so edified and uplifted on Tuesday nights. And then the cherry on top to the teaching is prayer. And after a Tuesday night Bible study and prayer meeting, we are soaring in the Lord. So invite someone. Invite someone to join the prayer meeting tomorrow night. Love you much. God bless. Until then, may the Lord bless you and keep you.
Oh, Lord.